This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We've been talking about it all day, Steve, before we talk about the Celtics and this win streak we've got going on. What's it mean for our organization, our city, for Trey again to be selected as an all-star starter?
Hi. First of all, good afternoon. Hope all is well.
Good, man. Yeah.
I think it's validation, and I think it's validation for Trey, because he not only had to get the popular vote, but he had to get the media vote, and he was able to get both, and he finished third in the player vote, which is terrific because that put him firmly in as a starter in the All-Star game. You know, one of the brilliant things about Trey is the chip on the shoulder. And there's sometimes when a player, you want to have that angst, that chip on the shoulder. And there's other times where you want to make sure that he is rewarded for everything he's contributed. And to have a two-time All-Star who's 23 years old on our team, I think speaks volumes positively about the future.
You know, we've talked so much about the legacy in the NBA and how it would play between him and Luka. I mean, this is one, for those that are keeping score on this stuff, advantage Trey. He's taking a team to the Eastern Conference Finals. He's an all-star again. He's not getting anyone fired in his organization. And he's going into year, now this is year four or five. I guess the 6 years to get the championship for Golden State. And that's some of those arguments I was having on Twitter. Carl, to give the man some time.
Yeah, let's talk more about Twitter arguments because that's what smart people do.
You know what, Steve? It's part of my job description. How dare you? I don't get to sit in a big office lighting cigars with $100 bills like you do. Now, Steve, as far as this team, do you buy into the fact this team is finally healthy and that's why they're finally winning a little bit here? Five-game win streak.
I think there's a whole lot of factors, and I think that I really don't want to overthink it, but what I want to keep doing is winning. And I like that we've beaten, you know, five teams. And in Sacramento, to me, that was a very good win because that's a team we're supposed to beat, and we beat them handily. And winning those kind of games, being up by 20 or 30 points, you know, it makes me think back to a Houston game. We were up 18 in the fourth quarter and let it slip away. Mm. That wasn't happening. So our defensive rating has gone from 28th to 15th in 3 weeks. And I do think, you know, you got to remember in basketball, there's only five guys on your team. So when you lose Bogey and you lose you lose DeAndre Hunter, right, you lost 40% of your starters. And that's going to have an impact. So no excuses, but I do think having everybody back is the number one piece. I also think that there's now a sense of urgency that at the beginning of season, unfortunately, we couldn't create. And now it's there, and they're responding. And I'm hopeful we keep this going this weekend. We've got three games in four nights. We've got Toronto, who is right there with us on Monday night. And that's every bit as an important game tonight as the Celtics or Sundays against the Lakers.
Yes, it is. It's Steve Kuhnen, Hawks CEO, joining us. Mike and I were talking about the incident with Carmelo last night. Just want to get your opinion on, you know, fans saying idiotic things, getting ejected. Well, is the policy or the process the same across the NBA? Does every arena have its own rules when it comes to this stuff, when you have an official that has to get involved in throwing somebody out, like if that happened at State Farm?
Well, if you look at the seats on the first four rows on the floor and the first four rows in the stand, printed underneath the seat, which you're all facing when you sit down, is a fan conduct policy. Mm. So there is a uniform conduct policy. Now, you know, if somebody is sitting in, you know, Atlanta Social, 150 feet from the court, most likely that's going to have to be up to an usher or a manager in that area, because the referee's not going to hear them, like what happened last night. But there's a pretty uniform policy. And candidly, there's no reason to go spend all that money to go to a game and then go scream obscenities at a ref and get you thrown out. I mean, just stupid.
They had that really sexy lady that was saying stuff to LeBron, like, was it last year? That was
a fun night. Courtside Karen, which one of the great nicknames of all time. But she had his 40,000 Instagram followers, so who's not the genius in this combination?
Sitting courtside, you know? Being sassy, right? No, Steve, the good news is, as we said, 5-game win streak. It's funny because people are trying to correlate the Cam Reddish's departure, and as we joked around last week with you, that Cam was above board with everything, and you guys were able to oblige him with a trade. Not sure that landing in New York right now is anybody's paradise, but it just seems like people are reaching for why this team isn't on track, and you just alluded to it. We're finally healthy. Now that we're healthy, I'm just curious, what do you think Travis is going to do with the trade deadline?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I'll ask back the question. Let's say we're winning, you know, 8 out of every 10 games coming up to the deadline.
Don't do anything.
You might not do what you were doing before.
Mm.
Don't do anything. And then there's cap ramifications looking into the future. How do you get better during the summer? So there's a lot of complexity to trade just to trade, to make headlines, to create clicks. That's not Travis's bag. That would be mine, but that's not this. You know?
Yeah, and speaking of that, I do agree. I mean, you have to, excuse me, kind of play it by ear when you talk about where the team may be currently versus where we were. And then a healthy Hawks team. How do we stack up healthy to the Bucks or to the Bulls or to, you know, any of these teams that we're looking at upwards at right now, if we were to have to play them in a 7-game series? Steve, I feel like healthy, we can play any of these teams to a 7-game series and win that series right now.
I think we feel the same way. That doesn't mean that we're not going to do everything we can to make this team better, because, you know, if there are opportunities to do so, we're going to do them. But, you know, I do believe that the next couple of weeks are going to be really, really key. And, it's got to be a little quicker than that, because the trade deadline, I think, is February 10th.
Yeah, right.
So I think the next week where we play 4 or 5 games is going to tell us if we're streaking and everybody's playing connected and feeling good. We might not be as aggressive as we would be if, you know, we still are having significant issues. So hopefully this becomes a moot point.
Right. How are ticket sales, by the way? I know that folks are always asking us. I mean, are there ticks available, like, for instance, for tonight, or do you got to go through the secondary market?
Tonight there's a few tickets and there's some standing room only. Lakers, candidly, the largest box office in the history of the Hawks for Sunday. I mean, what a perfect, you know, we kind of think about your radio station and the topics that we talk about, and what a perfect day. Hawks game against the Lakers at 1, get home about 3:30, Chiefs versus Cincinnati, have a little dinner, maybe order in because you don't want to leave the TV to see Matt Stafford and the LA Rams take on the San Francisco 49ers. That's a great day. Then watch SportsCenter to watch everything you just watched.
It's true. It is. Sunday's going to be cool. You're right about that. A full day of activity. And
We designed this game for that.
Did you?
You know, there's a rule in the league that if a team plays the night before, they have to have 23 hours of rest.
Right.
So because the Lakers did not play Saturday night, we could pick the start time. And let's just say that some of us are football fans who want to be home by 3:30.
No, that's why, again, not to blow smoke, Steve, but that's why we love you, man. That's perfect. That's what most fans would want to do in the first place.
Yeah. Isn't it a fantastic day? Have a little breakfast, a little nosh, come to the game, have a beer, slice of pizza, maybe get another slice of pizza, head home, 6 hours of football, highlight, back to work Monday. But you're happy.
By the way,
and that's what we aim to do.
Who do you like this weekend, by the way, football?
I think you got to go with Kansas City. You know, Cincinnati reminds me a little of us last year in the playoffs.
Okay.
where you kind of surprised the world. And now, you know, unfortunately, we lost Trey, so who the hell knows what it could be. But I saw it in Phoenix. I saw it in Atlanta. You know, when you get there for the first time, it's pretty different. And I think Cincinnati versus Kansas City going for the fourth time in a row in the championship game, I think it's going to be Kansas City. And then, obviously, I've got to cheer for the Rams because of our connection with Matthew.
Right.
And I thought the way he played those last 42 seconds to silence the critics, you know, it just shows there's a lesson in there that just shows about organization. Here comes a guy out in his 13th year in the NFL, gets with a different organization, with an offensive-minded coach, with tools and talent on both sides of the ball, and he's playing for a championship with Detroit. You know, it was 4-12. Let's get on a plane and get back to Atlanta.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.